You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In the wake of the recession, cities across the country had to respond to increasing homelessness. In Los Angeles, the city recently passed controversial ordinances to crack down on street encampments. In the past 2 years, homelessness in and around LA has gone up by 12%. That's driven largely by unemployment, high rents, and low wages. Skid Row in downtown LA is where a lot of homeless people in the city gather. That's also where the Downtown Women's Center is. They offer help with housing and daytime drop-in programs. Amy Turk is the chief programs officer there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Run me through the services you guys provide.
Sure. Downtown Women's Center provides permanent supportive housing, medical and mental health services.
What is permanent supportive housing?
We provide permanent housing. So women that live with us sign a lease and they can live there as long as they need to.
And what comes with that?
In addition to the housing and the rental subsidy to make it affordable, we provide supportive services that includes medical and mental health services, access to affordable food.
So about how many people come into the shelter every day? Because you guys have a lot of daytime services, right?
Yes. In the course of a year, we served nearly 4,000 women. 200 a day walk through our services.
What does it look like when you walk inside?
Sure. Our doors open at 6 a.m. in the morning, and many of the women have survived a night out on the streets. And so they're anxious to get in for a warm cup of coffee and to settle in for the day. They are able to rest at our center and put their belongings to the side and have a safe place to be throughout the day before potentially facing another night on the streets.
My producer, Jenny, spoke with a woman, Teresa, who was a cook there, and I want to play some tape from her because she became homeless for the first time at a later age. Let's listen to that.
Okay. We're dropping a few dishes. I'm Teresa. Well, I'm wearing a hairnet, and we're supposed to wear hairnets and our aprons and gloves at all times and serving the participants here breakfast, lunch, and snack at the Women's Center because of safety, you know. I was homeless at one time. I've always been independent. I have a CNA certificate, so I do in-home care, but I've always had the job, but rent got expensive and to I couldn't afford to where I lived at. So I became homeless. And I don't want to cry, but I rode the bus many a nights, slept in shelters, and then I stayed with my family and my boyfriend. But I just didn't want to be a burden on them. I really didn't. I get clothing here. I never wear the same thing. Never, never, never. I never just seen myself as being homeless at the age that I was at 55 years old. I just never thought about that.
So, Amy, tell me about the population that lives there or who you see come through on a more transitory basis. How unusual is Teresa's story to be homeless for the first time over the age of 50?
Sadly, Teresa's story is not unusual. Of the women that we serve, 51% are 50 years old and above.
Really?
Absolutely. Many of them have had long careers. Many of them have had marriages and children, and due to many circumstances, have fallen into homelessness.
I want to play some sound from a woman named Pamela, who our producer also met there, talking about sort of the cost of being homeless. Let's play that.
The money, you don't really need money to get into a shelter. You don't need money to do any of those things like missions and shelters, even though some of them are charging. The money comes when you, say for instance, you're on GR and you want an SRO, which is single room occupancy down here. Their rooms in hotels, and you can pay your rent. Sometimes it's $65, sometimes it's $137. I used to pay $137. So it's according to how much you have. You know, Section 8, it's according to how much. It could be 30% of your income or another percentage, but it's according to what you have. Say you have SSI, and you would probably pay $257 a month for a room or for a one bedroom or for a studio. I live in a studio right now.
Before we get into that, I just want to point out that there are a couple of acronyms she used, GR, SSI. Those are for General Relief and Social Security, basically different programs that provide funds. But what does it take to transition to permanent housing? How does that work?
Finding permanent housing is one of the solutions to ending homelessness. Having the income to back it up is also what helps people maintain their housing. So as Pamela has explained, many of the women that come to the Downtown Women's Center have access to General Relief county funding, which is only $221 a month.
I read through kind of a survey of the population that you guys did, and the number one reason that people cited for being homeless was lack of affordable housing.
Absolutely. In L.A. County, there is a lack of affordable housing to the tune of 500,000 units. And
what's the price of affordable housing? What does that mean? That's such a catchphrase. What does it actually mean?
Well, in LA County, studies show right now that you need about a salary of about $70,000 a year in order to afford a one-bedroom rental. $70,000 salary.
Wow. That's a whole lot higher than the median income in the U.S.
Absolutely.
How much money would it take, do you think, to move the women who come through your doors into permanent housing?
That's a great question. To house 4,000 women, we're talking a few million.
Does that seem like a pipe dream?
No. I think with advocacy, with awareness raising, we can do some good work to convince people that this needs to happen.
Amy Turk, Chief Programs Officer at Downtown Women's Center, thank you very much.
Thank you.